There's a sign up on your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. Each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Getting 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing me.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with me.
Gone fishing. Biting at his hand.
Get away from me, boys, you bother me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing instead of just a wishing.
Bapa, baby, bapa, bapa, bapa.
Oh, yeah.
It is time to check in with Jeff Sonnen, our early bird fishing guide. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
I tell you what, I'm seeing lots of shrink wrap boats laying around, and we're wondering whether or not the season's over. It's kind of like a comparison to me with golf. It's over when it's over, when I can't do it anymore. So what's going on out there? You wouldn't want to be fishing this morning.
Well, I'm looking that over right now. I'm trying to figure out how bad I actually do want to go this morning.
Yeah.
I'm looking at that. It says, you know, there's kind of some hope here. It says a high of 41 for today.
That's your definition of hope.
Well, we had some colder days like this about a couple weeks ago, and it all boils down to what you've got going. You know, when it warms up a little bit, if the sun's shining and there's not too much breeze, then you can make 40 degrees pretty warm. But if you get like we've been having lately, one completely, you know, like a gale force wind one day from the west, and the next day it's from the south, and then it's from the north, it seems like, you know, you could take 60 degrees and make it seem pretty cold. So.
Yeah.
And it's starting to look like it might be over just because I don't see anything coming out of the 30s here. And I had some folks scheduled to fish yesterday, and they didn't like the idea about the rain. You can't blame them for wanting to be comfortable. So that one got canceled. I have another one that got canceled for the weekend. That happens to be a COVID-related cancellation, but I'm sure that the weather entered into their mind too. So when you say it's over because you can't do it anymore, for me it's over when the phone stops ringing.
Yeah.
Because if nobody wants to go there, you do reach a certain point where, okay, you know, if I don't have somebody that wants to fish, then I might just as well not fish either.
So it seems like when you're out on a lake, obviously it's windy no matter what. What about river fishing? Is it a little bit calmer maybe? Less wind?
Yeah, that's the remedy, you know, for this time of year, especially when it starts to really get cold. And I can't completely explain why. You would think that if you're in a river like the Mississippi, let's just say the stretch between rapids and Lake Winnipegosh, it's a pretty good long stretch of river, and there isn't really a lot of places for those fish to go. They have to stay in the river pretty much throughout the entire season. But for some reason, late when it starts to get cold and the river water clears up a little bit, they bite better this time of year in the Mississippi than they do typically, you know, throughout the middle part of the summer. And I know there's exceptions to that, but you know, if you were going to take 100 people and put them all on the river in October, the average would be better than that same 100 people in the middle of July, for example. And so whatever the reasoning for it is, it's not too bad of a way to beat the wind. You know, you can get out, at least you can get out of the waves. If you still have some stretches that the wind is kind of blowing, at least the boat's not, you know, bouncing up and down and water coming in over the front or what have you, like you can get into on some of the bigger lakes. And for this fall now, the Mississippi has been kind of reliable. There's a lot of folks out catching fish. It's been interesting. We went down the stretch from the Winnie Dam to about maybe 3 or 4 miles south of Little Winnie about a week ago. I think it was a week ago yesterday. We had really a strong wind blowing, and I was surprised to see the number of fish in the river that are kind of like in the smaller end, the eater category. Usually the fish are all over the map. You'll get a 26-incher and then a 25-incher and then an 18 and a 15 and so on and so forth. But it's a lot more uniform this year. It's kind of like almost like fishing Winnie. There's a lot of those 13 to 15-inch fish in there. And if they don't, you know, if they don't pull real hard on line, they do look pretty nice in the frying pan. So I thought I was trying to dodge the weather and stay off the big lakes for walleyes. I might think about that. And, of course, the Rainy River is coming on right now, too. The Emerald Shiners are moving in. So somebody that's interested in a little bit bigger of a fishing trip and you know, higher payoff kind of thing, a trip up to the Rainy would not be a bad idea. And it's getting more popular the later now you go in the fall, but all through even into the deer season. And as long as the river water itself at the landings isn't frozen up, if you can get a boat in, there's really no limitation to how late you can go up there and fish. It's just a question of what kind of weather conditions you've got. And if you've got a smaller boat that's maybe not put away for the winter, which a lot of folks do have. So that's another option for walleye fishing.
So you can check out Panfish Lakes now. That will help you in the wintertime?
That, for me, this is it. You know, I've walleye fished all summer, and so right now I don't even care if I catch another walleye. I just want to go start scoping out, which after I got canceled yesterday, I let the rain stop a little bit and then went out and hit a lake just because I wanted to scope it out for winter. And, you know, typically for me, I have a little bit of time to do research on these things. So I'll pick a lake that I've never been to before because I'm trying to kind of build a repertoire of places that I'd rather be able to go to one lake, you know, and fish it once or twice rather than to have just one lake over and over again. So I may have 12 or 14 lakes in a fall that I've got in mind that I want to go check out. And then in the wintertime, each one of those lakes once, catch a few fish, take a few pictures, so on and so forth, and try not to overdo. You know, you can, the problem with pan fishing is that if you fall in love with a lake and you go there too many times, you can be your own worst enemy because the fish are typically easier to find this time of the year. They gather out in the deeper holes and so on. And okay, once you get on them, you kind of can keep that formula going for several weeks in the early part of the winter. And it gets harder to catch them as you go.
All right. Good luck in your hunt. We'll talk to you next week, Jeff.
All right. Sounds good.